back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So besides Biden scandals, besides Bidenomics, we got a Biden immigration problem here in New York City. Now, it's all across the country, and it's about open borders and this and that. But the city of New York is a catastrophe. And we're going to bring in Nicole Gelinas, Manhattan Institute Senior Fellow, contributing editor of the Manhattan Institute City Journal. Nicole, thank you for this. It's been a while since we spoke.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to be back with you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Too much time has elapsed.
I know.
You know, kiddo, I drive to work. I get the car. It takes me down to Fox every day. I got to swing around the Roosevelt Hotel. I go down Park Avenue. I swing around 47th through Vanderbilt to get to 45th. And it just blew me away. Hundreds and hundreds of migrants there. And then you've got cameras and this and that. And it just seems like a complete disaster. And I know it's a widespread story. But the question is, what's being done about it, if anything?
Well, the problem here is that New York City offers a right to shelter to any person, literally from around the world, who shows up and presents him or herself as needing shelter. So this is a 40-year-old practice. Back in the Koch administration in the early 1980s, the city signed an agreement in a lawsuit that said it would provide shelter to indigent homeless men in lodging houses, and said the settlement said men who have physical disability, mental disability, or psychological disability, they shouldn't be living out on the street with nobody helping them and left to their own devices. The city should provide them a cot and some meals in a lodging house. But that has, and, you know, I don't think that many people would object to that, but that has now morphed to, instead of we will house indigent men and basically almost a hospice to tens of thousands of families and potentially more than 100,000 families showing up having never spent a night in New York City, and the city volunteering to provide them with hotel rooms, entire apartments. It's just simply not sustainable.
So this is like Mayor Adams yelling at Washington and getting no help. I don't know what Governor Hochul is doing about it. I noticed, I think, what's his name, former Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez, I think that's his name.
Yep.
He was in town this week, but he had no solution. As I understand it, he basically told Eric Adams, you're just going to have to wait until the election, which is a long time from now in terms of a problem like this. I mean, the question is, what are we going to do about this mess?
Yeah, and I don't see why the mayor thinks that Washington should be paying for this. This is a benefit that New York City voluntarily provides. We are attracting people to cross the border and then come further north to New York City by doing what no other city in the world does and provide shelter to any comer. So I think the city should cease this practice. I mean, Adams keeps saying, we're out of shelter. We don't have any more room. But yet he keeps opening up more welcome shelters. He invites people to sleep outside the Roosevelt when there is no more room at the Roosevelt. So, you know, we've always had some level of irregular immigration. But people come because they have a job, usually an off-the-books job, lined up already through a network, you know, construction network, nanny network, restaurant network. And they've got a bed in a rented room in a basement somewhere. You know, these are not optimal practices, but you'll never have zero tolerance for irregular immigration. We've always had hundreds of thousands of people in the city who were not authorized to be here, but they had jobs. They had found themselves private lodging. You know, why don't they get worth much in resources to go after those people? But this is very different, where over the past year, people have showed up and demanded city shelter, and they have no way to get out of that city shelter once they're in the city shelter. So, you know, very different change of practice over the past year. And it's not even a financial issue. You know, Adams keeps asking Biden for money, But money is not the issue here. It's just a physical lack of room. You know, we only have 125,000 hotel rooms. We need our hotel rooms to rebuild the tourist industry. We don't have tens of thousands of apartments sitting empty, and empty apartments should be going toward people, whether immigrants or not, who can afford to rent an apartment. To see distorting this market by renting apartments at above market prices is just not a sustainable practice either.
And as you write in one of your New York Post columns, I mean, this is prime real estate, Grand Central Terminal, J.P. Morgan is building a bank, you're fronting Madison Avenue. As I said, I see it as we swing through Vanderbilt. What does this do to tourism? Actually, what does this do to just, you know, people coming back to work in New York? I mean, there's still, we're still, I don't know, half the people or only 60% are really still have actually come back to work post-pandemic.
Right. I mean, people basically go to work Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Yeah, so we're at 60%, as you said, hybrid work. But if you don't have to come in, and you get off Metro North at Grand Central and you're greeted by dozens of men sleeping on the sidewalk, this is something that the next day you might say, you know, I don't really feel like doing this. I'll stay home. I'll work at my computer at home. I'll spend some time with my kids. If you're renting office space in Manhattan, which with a double-digit vacancy rate, close to 20%, we need new leases. Is this the environment where you want clients from around the world to come and visit your Class A office? And, you know, I'm not saying that we should deal with the problem by hiding the problem away somewhere. You know, we've always had homelessness issues, but this is not the traditional homeless issue. This is promising people that you have shelter and then actually being so far beyond the capacity that you don't have the shelter to offer them.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale. For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
As you say, I mean, Mayor Adams is asking Washington for money. I thought I saw the number $12 billion at some point. What the heck? Even if they gave it to him, what would he do with it? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I mean, this money would just further distort our hotel and our housing market. You know, as you know your economics, if you have a limited supply of hotel rooms and apartments, the more money you have, you're just bidding up the price. I mean, the city is competing with the private sector, tourism, business traveler, and regular people trying to rent housing and spending close to $400 a night to lodge people indefinitely. And, you know, you started off talking about the border crisis. I mean, I don't let Biden off the hook either. You know, you have to have a sensible immigration policy. Having people wait 10 years to hear an asylum case, and from judging from many of the interviews of these individuals on the street, many of them are not going to be eligible for asylum. They're economic migrants. It should be increase the number of economic migrants? That's something for Congress and Biden to think about. Should we speed up this asylum process? Absolutely. But having, you know, millions of people come into the country with a false promise that they're going to be eligible for asylum and sort of sticking them into the shadow economy, this doesn't make sense for anybody.
I mean, those are all really important points, by the by. You know, my other thought, listening to you, does New York have to be the biggest sanctuary city plus in the country? And you remember, Nicole, go back years ago, you mentioned Ed Koch before, who I thought was a pretty good mayor on the whole.
Yeah.
Ed Koch used to say, do we have to be number one in welfare benefits? Do we have to be the number one in housing benefits? Do we have to be the number one in sanctuary city benefits?
Right. It's not dissimilar to when advocates were encouraging people to New York City in the 1970s and encouraging them to apply for welfare rather than apply for a job. Mm. Although, of course, all of those people were legally eligible to work. But this is the first time since that era that we are purposely increasing our social services spending with no real endpoint in sight. I mean, once you've given someone a hotel room, and you know, some people have small children, you're not going to be able to say, all right, we're kicking you out now. I mean, you're still not eligible to work in the country. You still have no way to get housing because you didn't
Nicole Gelinas
with the network.
Nicole Gelinas, Manhattan Institute. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Something's got to be done here. Folks, we'll take a break. On the other side, stock market work. I'm Kudlow.